In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Indiana Michigan Power has over 300 employees and contractors working in Louisiana to help Entergy restore power after Hurricane Ida. The crews left before Labor Day and have been spending several days making repairs. Line workers, forestry experts, safety personnel, and fleet experts are working with Entergy crews in Louisiana, roughly 22 miles south of New Orleans. They are encountering several challenging conditions, including flooded roads, road closures, widespread damage, and debris. Crews have to be aware of alligators, snakes, and wild boar. The utility says crews are in good spirits and dedicated to restoring a sense of normalcy to people impacted by Ida. Police have arrested 23-year-old Tyus Sutton in connection with the shooting death of a covert man in South Haven in July. Sutton was arrested on Monday night in Kalamazoo and arraigned on five felony counts, including open murder yesterday. 41-year-old Shondell Newell was killed on July 8th. Seniors in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties will be able to get a Home Safe Home Kit to help prevent falls. The Region 4 Area Agency on Aging will be giving them away on September 22nd from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Chief Operating Officer Christine Van Lanningham says it's been a while since the program has happened.
This is the first year in quite some time, maybe a dozen years ago, we had an opportunity through a funder to create Home Safe Home Kits and distributed them in the community. But this is a relaunch and a revamp of an effort that was really successful and highly needed at this point in the community.
Those kits include 18 and 36-inch grab bars for bathtubs and other areas, personal emergency response system 911 button, a blood pressure monitor, and more. Anybody at least 80 years old that wants a kit should visit areaagencyonaging.org or call 269-408-4369, and we have that information on our website. All students, staff, and visitors to Berrien County schools now need to wear a mask indoors. The order was issued by the Berrien County Health Department late last month. Several parents protested the order outside Lakeshore High School on Tuesday morning. Others protested at St. Joseph's schools, even though that district had already enacted a mask mandate before the health department acted. Lakeshore schools have been in session for a week, while yesterday was the first day for St. Joe. Opponents of students wearing masks argue it's child abuse and contend children cannot get COVID-19 or are at low risk. Case data from the state refutes both of those arguments. Children younger than 12 years old are not yet eligible to be vaccinated for COVID-19, which was among the reasons for the mandate. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.